You're listening to SBS News.
And we and all our loved ones, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Thank you, everyone.
It's been 5 years since Malaysia Airlines Flight 370 disappeared without a trace. The families of victims, including Grace Nathan, whose mother was a passenger on the flight, are still wanting answers as they mourn 5 years on.
I can't help but wonder, where's my mother? Why did I have to travel all the way to Africa to look at beaches, to look for small pieces of debris? Why haven't we found the plane? And it invokes a lot of emotions and a lot of questions.
The plane vanished on the 8th of March 2014 with 239 people on board, including six Australians, en route from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing. The case is widely regarded as one of the biggest unsolved mysteries in aviation history, and the lack of answers and unsatisfactory resolution has been hard for relatives to take. Governments and private companies have been unsuccessful in their searches of the southern Indian Ocean, where the flight is thought to have disappeared. An official two-year, $200 million search by Malaysia, Australia and China ended without success in 2017. But Malaysia's Transport Minister, Anthony Lok, has given fresh hope for families, suggesting the Malaysian government is open to resume the hunt for flight MH370.
If there are any credible leads and any specific proposal, especially from Ocean Infinity, we are more than willing to look at it, and we are prepared to discuss with them the new proposal. Of course, the approach of using no fee, no cure, if there's no fee, no result, then we can prepare to look at it.
Maritime exploration company Ocean Infinity conducted a so-called no cure, no fee search for the plane in January 2018. But it ended that same year in May without any clue on where the plane could have crashed. The company's CEO, Oliver Plunkett, says the company hopes to resume the hunt with better technology it has obtained in the last year. Mr. Lok is open to looking into new proposals.
There might be some new technology over the last 12 months, so we are prepared to look at that, and we are willing to discuss with them if they can convince us that the new technology can be more efficient in terms of the search. Then we are more than willing to restart.
More than 30 pieces of debris believed to be part of the plane have washed up along the Indian Ocean coastline, but only three have been confirmed to be from MH370. Two of those fragments went on display at the official five-year anniversary, the first time such pieces have been seen by the public. One piece was a wing fragment found in Tanzania measuring over 4 metres. According to Grace Nathan, families of those aboard the plane hope displaying the debris will help the public understand their loss and spur efforts to continue searching for the aircraft.
I remember that there were 5 or 6 of us at the time when we viewed the debris, and this was the biggest piece that we have seen, like the most realistic looking piece, because the rest of it just looks like cardboard. And I remember that everyone that night, or from the time we viewed the debris, everyone was in tears.
The wife of MH370's in-flight supervisor, Patrick Gomez, attended the anniversary. Jaquita Gomez welcomes any move to resume the hunt.
Our expectation is for the government to say, yes, let's start searching again. That's what we want to happen. Because without doing that, you won't find a plane. You can't be sitting down and waiting for something to fall on your lap.
K.S. Narendran also had family on MH370. Mr. Narendran says he hopes the government will keep its word.
It must demonstrate its commitment by actively looking for credible evidence that it wants from the rest of the world. And so it must make the effort, and it must be apparent that it's making the effort to find credible evidence.
Jaquita Gomez says she'll continue to push for answers.
That is the most famous question. Have you moved on? And I ask you, without an answer, how does anybody move on? You want to fly, you want to fly safe. So in order to find a plane, we will know what happened and make sure that it doesn't happen again.
Samantha Beniak-Brooks, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.